Hi, welcome to CNN Student News. Most of you are watching this show in classrooms. It's just part of your regular routine. You wake up, you go to school. Not the case for everyone. This is Malala Yousafzai. That name might sound familiar. She's from Pakistan, and in her home country, girls don't always have access to education. Malala stood up for equal education rights for girls. Back in 2011, she explained why she thinks it's important to do it.
If I didn't raise my voice, now so when will I raise my voice? I have rights. I have the right of education. I have the right to play. I have the right to sing. I have the right to talk. I have the right to go to market. I have the right to speak up.
Because she took a stand, Malala was attacked and she was shot in the head. She was moved to a hospital in the United Kingdom, and this weekend she had two surgeries. This animation shows where one of the bullets hit Malala. You see that part of the skull that's missing. Doctors had to remove that to try to prevent severe brain damage. They held on to that fragment to see if it might be reattached. But Malala's head and the fragment changed. So this weekend, the surgeons attached a titanium plate to her skull. Her doctor says Malala has no long-lasting brain injuries. You might think that after going through all of that, Malala would just want to focus on her recovery, and she is. But she's also looking beyond that.
I think I would just get better very soon, and there would be no problem. I would hear after 1 month in this year, I hope. And the thing is that my mission is the same, to help people, and I would do that.
In the United States, the issue of guns is getting a lot of attention right now. One of the biggest voices in this conversation is President Obama's. He was talking about guns in Minnesota yesterday. He had a meeting with police officers and other officials there, and he told them he thinks it's important to address this issue now. The president is pushing for stricter gun laws, something his critics are pushing against. But there's something to keep in mind. The president may want new gun laws, but he can't make them. He can suggest plans or ideas, but the only group that can actually make and pass laws is Congress. What the president can do is try to move the process forward. One of the ways he can do that is what he was doing yesterday in Minnesota. He hits the road and he tries to rally support like he does during a presidential campaign. Except instead of rallying support for his election, he's rallying support for his plan, in this case, his plan for new gun laws. We asked you for your thoughts on the issue of guns, and here's some of what you had to say on our Facebook page. From Carrie, the worst way to fight bad guys with guns is to use good guys with guns. Violence is not the answer to solving our nation's problems. But Amber feels that guns don't kill people. Saying that is like saying pencils misspell words. Blake said something similar. If you take away guns, then you have to take away cars, knives, baseball bats, and any other weapon that kills people. And Nomis' point of view is that if no one has guns, then no one can kill each other pointlessly. Get rid of them.